Thank you very much, Victoria, for taking the time today to answer a couple of my questions. Much appreciated. Maybe to start off, obviously, you're the CEO of Profitus, but maybe you can give a short introduction about yourself and what you feel like is worth knowing from investor side about your persona.
Oh, about me. Okay. Yes, I am at the moment CEO and co-founder of crowdfunding platform Profitus. This platform is related with real estate because all loans are backed with real estate mortgage. So why I'm telling this, that because I'm my background is real estate. 10 years ago, I had real estate agency. I sell it to Remax. Then with my partner, we created real estate development company. Now this company is top five in Lithuania. And yeah, at the moment for 5 years, my main work, my main focus is for Profitus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I play tennis. I like ice surfing. I like to dance and be with friends and so on.
Okay, so you seem like a sporty person then.
I cannot live without it.
Okay. Obviously, since this conversation is probably more interesting for many investors to figure out about your business and your profession, maybe we can take a step back. You said like 10 years ago, you started a real estate agency. How did you come about entering into the, let's say, real estate area? What was the trigger? What got you into this profession, so to say?
It's also quite personal. I was living in a small village, and then I came to Vilnius, to the capital of Lithuania, and I changed seven different apartments for rent for myself, and I decided that I really like to change it. I really like to be interested in that. And I really like a real estate broker job. So I decided to start my real estate agent broker job. And after 1 year, I opened my own real estate agency.
Okay, so
this is the story.
Okay, so basically your personal experience has been you were moving around quite a lot. And you kind of enjoyed like changing places and then also maybe showing other people some properties and.
Exactly. And then I started to work as a real estate agent and I was really successful. I knew about real estate, everything. I haven't a question in which I cannot answer.
Okay. Was it then first like, because how deep do you need to have an understanding about, let's say, financing properties? Because I guess like at the beginning, it was more or less like showing properties to people if they, you know, potentially want to move in somewhere. How profound did your knowledge need to be about the, let's say, the business side of the real estate?
About lending and financing, it was really a small part of selling real estate because my main job was to sell and to be intermediator between buyer and seller. Okay. But of course, I had to know about financing. So it was part of my job to help people to get financing to buy real estate.
Hmm.
Later, when I sold real estate agency, we started with my partner develop real estate residential homes, apartments, multi-family houses. And then I came into real estate business counting, investment, financing, return on equity, return on investment, and so on and so on. And in this part, I started to understand what does it mean real financing of real estate development, how it impacts your return and how it's important to get good financing, because when you start real estate business, you have to have a lot of money to create all infrastructure, to have knowledge. And in the beginning, you don't have a lot of capital. So how we were saying that everyone can make business with money, but to do business without money, it's an art. So to get financing, it was also an art.
Yeah. So walk me through the steps that then eventually led to founding Profitos, because I felt like this is then like how to say, like a development step by step that you somehow figured, okay, there's maybe more people interested in investing into properties, you know, becoming shareholders or something of that nature, participate from the increased value of some properties, maybe of the rents. Then so how did it come about with that idea of Profitos? When did it first come to your mind then?
When I sold real estate agency, I still had very many connections and many clients who wanted to invest in real estate, and I was consulting them where to invest. And sometimes people were coming with small amounts, 10,000, 5,000, 20,000, and they cannot buy proper or full house, full apartment for rent. It's most important investment in Lithuania to buy an apartment for rent. Everyone understands, even taxi drivers. So a lot of people were coming with small amounts, and then I was suggesting them to take a loan from the bank or to buy some small parking and rent it, but they don't want it. Later, when we started development business, the same clients or friends were coming to us and also asking to invest with us. And then we got an idea to create a fund where people can invest small amounts of money, and then we will buy apartments, we will rent it, and it will be great if one person can invest 100,000, 10 people, here we are, we have 1 million. So we can do bigger investments together. At the same time, in 2015, every year we were going to very interesting, big, exciting conference in Cannes. It calls MIPIM, and there this conference attracts developers and investors from all around the world, and it was really inspiring. And in one conference hall, I came. And I heard some Chinese in 2015, and he was shouting from the scene, "Crowdfunding will change the world. Crowdfunding will change the world." I was staying with my partner and asking, "What's that crowdfunding? What's that?" After 1 year, I had a problem. People want to invest small amounts. Then I remember word crowdfunding, and I understood that this is technology where people can invest small amounts into real estate. And here we are. Idea of Profitos was born from the problem, mainly from the problem, and opportunity and technology, because this technology changed investment in real estate really, really, really big.
That would have kind of been my next question. So how do you became aware of this crowdfunding system? Now, apparently you were introduced by a Chinese from a trade show in 2015. I don't know what has been the situation or the landscape for crowdfunding in Lithuania back then in 2015. Have there been any platforms or something like where you can, you know, kind of got inspired from other platforms, or maybe in a European context that you felt like, okay, there's some role models that we can, you know, apply maybe the same business model with Lithuanian projects?
The first platforms started not crowd lending but peer-to-peer platforms. First platform in Lithuania started in 2014, and there were when my idea was born, three peer-to-peer crowdfunding platforms. At this time, Estate Guru came to Lithuania, and we were in development, and we had to get bridge financing very fast. And we used then Estate Guru, and then we understood how it works. But But we were one of the first real estate crowdfunding platforms in Lithuania. At the moment, at the same time, started three platforms. We were the last one. That's because all 1 year, I cannot launch my platform because the technology was not perfect enough. I had three deadlines when we had to launch publicly, and every time we were not good enough to start.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started, we were good enough, and our platform by this day is working excellent.
Mm. I think the official start was August 2018, correct?
2018, August 8 a.m., 8 minutes. I said to my team, or now or never.
That doesn't sound like a coincidence then. Estate Guru would have been also my first assumption, obviously in Estonia, but I'm guessing like they're small. You know, in the Baltics, there's small ways. And, you know, I feel like they started somewhere in 2013. So that would have been my first guess also that this is maybe the first bigger platform you came in touch with that operates on a similar business model. Let me ask you, obviously, many investors are always curious, like what a potential new platform has to offer, where they see like certain differentiation points compared to other platforms that makes maybe them or makes it easier for them to just try a new platform. Where do you see like the USPs of Profitos compared to other crowdfunding platforms?
USPs, you mean competitive advantages or differences? Yeah,
exactly. So how do you stand out from other platforms in your industry?
Okay, I guess I will not be very popular, but our differences, I guess it's the main thing, the risk assessment algorithm. We have very low risk profile. That's why our investors earn a little bit less than in other platforms. Our average return is 10%, and sometimes we can suggest projects starting from 7-8% interest rate. But why we do that? Why it's important for us, and why it's different between comparing with others? When the price for the loan is less, we can attract more experienced and more strong real estate developers. So what does it mean that we have as a mortgage better real estate, more liquid real estate in city centers real estate, and we like a alternative financing institution can compare with the local banks. That's why we can attract solid developers, and in our we reach that goal. So we issued bonds 2 months ago for the biggest real estate developer in Lithuania, Lords LB. We have clients from top 10 developers in Lithuania, and our default rate is very low. So this is the main difference. Of course, what I want to mention, our team has the purpose of our work. We work, for us, it's very important to live in more finance educated, bright, and better Lithuania. That's why we feel very important thing to educate Lithuanian society about financial about investments. We work a lot of with financial education, and we are starting not with investors who investing in our platform, but we are starting from youth. We're working with women, so we have the purpose to create brighter country, and all team my team is amazing, and I cannot say that I create Profitus. All team is creating Profitus. So I think it's also very important difference comparing with others.
Okay. Well, I feel like to an extent, educating the market is somehow the objective for all market players, of course, for some more, for some less. Do you feel like you have any specific projects that you maybe want to outline how you try to fulfill this mission or this vision?
Yeah, we're a flagman in Lithuania, in our country at the moment. That's why now our leaders also in our home market. But yes, we have a conference. We have a lot of live translations. We have a specific program for youth. Our team members are going to different schools in all Lithuania, talking and educating about investment. We have a women club where I'm like a representative of that club. We're working with women. And a lot of different things. Yeah, we're doing a lot. And when you see that your competitors doing the same, starting doing the same, that you understand that you are doing something meaningful.
If we talk about the other part that you mentioned, how you differentiate is, let's say, the risk assessment, or as you said, like the algorithm that you have. Maybe now it's maybe a very broad question, but can you walk me through the risk assessment of Profitus? So maybe like, what are the main steps from, you know, the very first contact? Maybe you can discuss about like how many projects are coming inbound, how much is outbound, what's the quota of projects that you then finally allowed to be financed on the platform, but in general, just like how you assess projects to get a better understanding for investors.
Yeah, we have statistics that from 10 projects, we're financing only 3. And all process looks like this. And the first check is our sales team. They collecting all information about the project, the developer, shareholders, sales, business plan, and so on and so on. When the salesperson sees that everything is fine with the project, then this project goes to risk department. The main algorithm consists from 4 things. First is real estate value at the moment, not what it will be in the future, when developer will create a house, yeah? But what's the value of real estate, which will be under mortgage, is evaluated at the moment. So we are asking official evaluation, but at the same time, we do our own real estate evaluation in-house. And to be honest, it's a lot different comparing with the official evaluations. So in our algorithm goes not official evaluator's evaluation, but our inside value. That's why I think it's very important thing. Then we are checking and do due diligence of the company and developers. And the very important thing is experience. After that, we are checking the business plan, the concept, prices, and returns from that project. And we do, fourth, we do a stress test. What if? What happened? What if? From all these 4 things, our algorithm, gives us an rating from A to D. And it's very important. And we see that people are really trust into about our ratings.
Okay. there was a lot of points now. maybe, so to start maybe from the very first step, how many of those projects are proposed to you, and how many does your sales team acquire or tries to acquire?
I'm not sure now. 3 years ago, we were cold calling, searching on the market, and now we have loyal clients. They are coming to the platform, but at the same time, we're searching actively. So it's a combination of everything, doing marketing, PR, articles on newspapers and conferences. It's mix of everything.
Okay. Do you by chance know like how many repeated customers you have?
I'm not sure the percent, but they are returning. Yeah, 50, I don't know. We hadn't counted, but around half of them are coming back to finance their different another projects.
Okay, I think that's a good quota. I mean, obviously, it's a bit of a smaller market to be fair in Lithuania, but still, I think like it's a sufficient number then. Obviously when we check your the performance, like I was reviewing this morning, right now on the website it says 775 funded loans so far on the platform. I don't know if that's still accurate or how you know how often you update those numbers, but overall you're like
it's online,
it's all live then, so it's very accurate
live,
then.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's worth like you funded those loans like worth 100 million euros. So on average, maybe 120, 130,000 euro on average per project. And on average, in total numbers, you just had two defaulted projects, which is like, I feel like a very, very impressive number, which is like 0.25% more or less. So every 400th project just that goes into default. Now, I know this sounds a bit toothpicking maybe, but can you explain like what went wrong in those two particular cases and why they had to be defaulted?
Defaulted, it doesn't mean that we lost investors' money. Defaulted, it means that we went through all the process for the defaulted loan execution. So first was client went to bankruptcy, and we did all steps. And the bankrupt and administrator sell that real estate, that house, and we return money to our investors in 5 months. Another one, our first default was with a bad guy. We won 16 courts, and it left only the highest one. And yesterday, I got very good news that the last not sold house has clients. The broker found the client, and I hope that in 1 month we will finish the 3 or 4 years period late loan, the first one, and all of them, we will return all money to our investors, all interests and higher interest for the penalty interest too. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited when the broker yesterday in the evening at 8 p.m. called me and said, we have a client. So yeah, this morning I got a contract, and I hope that that second one will be finished in 1 month.
Oh, that's impressive. I mean, I was a bit curious why you were starting to smile when you discussed the first defaulted project, but now it makes sense, obviously.
It took 4 years, 15 or 16 courts.
Yeah.
But it's experience for us.
So one aspect I'm also curious about would be the financial situation of the platform. Maybe can you share a bit like what the financial situation is of Profitus at the moment?
Sure. We work profitable 2 years in a row.
Okay. What's like the with 2 years in a row, you mean also including 2022?
2022 last year and 2021. In 2021, we reached break even.
Yeah. Because I saw some
2000 and 2022 was really successful for us. And it was our chance and opportunity to become leaders in our market.
Can you share some financial figures for 2022? I know there's nothing publicly available yet. I know you ended up 2021 with a slight margin of profitability. How was in 2022?
So we financed 44 million of different loans. Our income were 1.7 million euros and profit 255,000.
Okay.
But we will reinvest everything in the further grow, expansion to another markets, and so on and so on.
Okay. Can you let me know why you haven't shared any, let's say, audited reports on your website yet? So why you don't really, why you're not very vocal about sharing the financial data of the platform?
I don't have question. We have it. We have audited data from of the last year. We were doing the audit at the moment, so maybe we will share if we will decide that.
Okay, but in the past you didn't seem very keen on, you know, making those data points available. Can you explain why that is?
In our market, it's available for everyone. You just have to buy it from the center of register, so it is open. Who wants to get that? I don't know. I haven't think about that.
Don't you feel like data? Do you feel like investors wouldn't probably gain more trust and confidence if the platform would be more outgoing in terms of their financial performance?
To be honest, we never, our investors never asked for that. So if they will start to ask us for that, of course, it's no problem to share because we're really transparent.
Okay. Well, at least from my side, my feedback would be now to encourage you to do so, because I've been asking like some of your people to share some data with me, and they were very open, very transparent. So I'm just curious what the reason is why you don't, you know, be just more vocal, especially when results are not as bad as one might expect when there's no public data available, at least on the first side. Let's switch to regulation. Obviously, it's something a lot of crowdfunding platforms will be affected, and so is Profitus. I was told that Profitus is expecting this license towards the middle of this year. Is this a correct timeline?
Yeah, maybe faster, maybe in 1 month, something like that. We are in the last step with the regulator. We are preparing the last answers to it. We have a deadline to give them next Thursday, 9th of March. And then after that, we expect to get a license in a few weeks.
Can you explain to me how this ECSP license will impact Profitus, not just in terms of the, let's say, expansion abilities that open up through this, but maybe also how it impacts you, let's say, compliance wise on your day-to-day business and things you need to adjust in your business approach?
To be honest, the Lithuanian previous regulation was quite similar to new one. So we were working at the same market conditions with the new regulation. So for us, we are not planning to change something. Only a few things I can mention that we have three projects related with me and my partner from all that 700. So in the future, we cannot finance any project which will be related with us. But of course, we were informed, our investors, and we have developed top 10 Lithuanian development companies. So it's said that we cannot will also suggest to our investors and that company loans, but everything it's fine because it's just a small part for us. And the second thing, we were closing our projects. Our lowest investment is 100 euro, but sometimes when investors investing, it left 17 euros or 16 or 5 euros. So we like a platform, we're closing that project, and with the new regulation, we will cannot do that. So but it's very, also very small things. What else? Nothing.
How many, I don't know, I see it always twofold, regulation. On one side, I feel like it depends really on the market environment. It obviously can enable, you know, a lot of more trust for investors because platforms need to be more compliant with, let's say, official guidelines, official rules, and, you know, follow certain guidelines. On the other side, I see like it's also limiting maybe platforms in their way to do business. Now we can debate if affiliated projects, you know, the pros and cons. I feel like in the past we've seen, you know, arguments for both sides, but obviously there's also costs involved. And I always like to put some sort of a price tag on it because you need to, you know, allocate resources also to not just obtain, but also maintain the license. What do you feel like, if you can put a price tag on this regulation, how much of an additional cost block is set up basically for profiters just to have this license?
As I mentioned before, it will not change for us a lot of things because we were working with the same conditions all our
the previous
three, 4 years. Previous years. So I have two lawyers at the moment. It's not because of the regulation, but that's because we have a lot of things to do. And for us, it will change nothing, but I'm really happy that will make equal conditions for everyone. You know, because we see that we're doing too much comparing with others. And investors do not appreciate that. So, but that after the same regulation for all European countries, then they can compare correctly all platforms. So for us, it will not cost additionally something.
Okay. One of the very obvious pro arguments is the pan-European expansion should become a lot easier now, because there's like unified rules now in place. I was told that Profitos is also eyeing at different new markets to launch also this year. How much can you share already about your expansion plans?
Yeah, I like this question. The most important thing, what we understood in the last year, watching the market and how other platforms are going with the expansion. And we understood one thing, that too fast grow, it's not our way. We trust only in sustainable growth. So that's why we were not attracting some venture capital investments to our company. We were growing from our own investment and revenues. And I really wanted to do expansion, you know, 2 years ago. And all the time I was, let's do some another market. Let's do another market. But somehow always we needed to concentrate to our home market, that Corona, the war in Ukraine, all turbulences, and we all the time we had to concentrate here to do the best and excellent here. And that's why we are leaders at the moment, because of sustainability of our business and our loans. And we want to expand to another markets. We are already working in Latvia. We have some projects. We are planning to start in Estonia and in Spain. But it will be very slowly, step by step, because I have to assure that we will can, we are responsible for our investors' money. So we have to be sure about all risk assessment process that will be done correctly. If the loan will goes to default, our investors will get all their money. So for me, it's the most important thing to create in every market excellent risk assessment mechanism. And it takes time. But I'm happy that yesterday we launched our new project, first project in Spain.
Congratulations. I like this answer. And especially that you point out this awareness of, let's say, sustainable growing the platform also, or especially in different markets, because as we have seen also with our market players in the past months, past year, that there is a certain price tag as well if companies feel like there's a need to grow too fast. And I feel like especially a company that is still as small as Profitus, no offense, but that especially there, like when you pride yourself with a really good risk assessment, a very low default rate, that, you know, you need to be in particular careful when entering new markets. So I feel like that was a well-balanced answer from your side.
Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, look, where do you, when we're looking forward, where do you see room for improvements for Profitus as well? Because you seem like very proud about the business and how far you've come so far. But if you take a self-reflective look on the platform, what do you feel like Profitus needs to improve also going forward?
Profitability. Sure, we need to improve profitability of the business. What else? A lot of things we can do better. In every step, and every day we're thinking how to do better and to do better tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, my team is so idealistic, everyone, and we are searching idealism everywhere, in every process, and all the time, you know, when we are reaching really good results, sometimes we need to remember to each other that, hey guys, we did great job, but no, we are sitting, we could do better. 5 million. Okay, we can do 6. So I think that, yeah, what we can improve that to feel happiness and to be proud of our results more, not all the time to think that we are not good enough. We are not good enough, but maybe it's our engine to be better and to be leaders.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, to just wrap up the conversation, the targets, I mean, like there's the license, you know, very much nearby that you will obtain the ECSP license, 3 new markets. Is there any other maybe KPIs that you have that you maybe also want to publicly communicate, that you say like, we want to reach a certain outstanding portfolio by the end of this year, or like what are the main, you know, bullet points on top of the Profitus to-do list for 2023?
Oh, we are at the moment working on a new KPI system, balance scorecard, and it's a lot of work, but just one thing, that in 1 or 2 weeks we will reach 100 million. And it's very important for us and in our home market to do 100 million in 4.5 years. It's a lot. And I'm very proud of that. And I just want to thank you, my team, to trust into our Profitus. And 100 million. And I remember the first million It was so hard to reach it, and now I still cannot believe that we will reach in 1 or 2 weeks 100 million. So for us, it's really big achievement.
Okay. Victoria, thank you very much for this very pleasant, insightful conversation. Maybe you want, because you told me you got also some German language skills in you. Maybe to wrap up this conversation, you want to address some German investors directly and why they should give a shot maybe to Profitus, if you feel comfortable.
Okay, I will try it. I was not ready. I will try to remember because ich habe 10 Jahre Deutsch gelernt und ich wünsche zu reparieren meine Sprache und ich wünsche zur Investoren Investor zu erinnern Geld. Ja.
Geld erinnern und Geld investieren.
Ja.
Okay, perfect. Then thank you very much for this conversation, Victoria. Wish you best of luck with Profitus for 2023 and beyond.
Thank you for a really nice conversation. Good luck to you too.